BBC T-Sport with you through until 7 this evening. Now, we're just going to turn our attentions to Norton and Stockton Nations FC because they're celebrating a very successful season. The team gained promotion to the Northern Combination, won the Durham Cup as well, and this weekend they'll represent the North East by taking part in the National Futsal Championships at the Olympic Park. Kate Maguire is a player manager for the futsal side and captain of Norton Ladies, and Becky Stevenson plays for both teams. I'm happy to say they both join me in the studio looking very nervous and shying away behind the microphone, but don't worry, they don't bite. And Kate, just to you first, as player manager, you must just be thrilled with the success you've had.
Yeah, we can't believe it. We've just had a great season, and then to top it all off, now we're through at the finals at the Olympic Park on the weekend.
And I know this is probably a really silly question, but just for people who don't understand futsal and what it's about, just explain, because it's got similar comparisons to five-a-side, hasn't it? But
yeah,
it is different.
Right. It's a lot like five-a-side. It is five-a-side game, but it's a lot quicker. When the ball goes out, you've only got 4 seconds to kick it back in, so it's non-stop game, always on the go. You need a lot of stamina and fitness for the game.
And is there a good standard of the game locally then? Is there a big kind of audience for it around these parts?
Definitely. We didn't realise, actually, when we were down at Leeds in the semi-finals running up to this final, the Middlesbrough men won their group, so it was a really good turnout for the local area.
And describe the route to get into the final then. Yeah. Did you have some were you on the end of some good score results? What was there?
It was a pretty intense last match. It was 1-1 at the time, and we managed to break free last 10 seconds. We scored to make it 2-1 to get it through to the final, so it was a pretty last good
dramatic ending.
Yeah, dramatic ending to a good day.
And you'll be playing at the Olympic Park. Now that's got to be something I bet you can't wait for.
Yeah, well, we didn't actually know that at the on the day. We just found out on the next day when the confirmation came through. So that just even topped it off even more to be playing at the Olympic Park. It was another dream come true, really.
And what's training been like then ahead of the games at the weekend? Because you must be proud going into the finals and representing the North East.
Yeah, definitely. All we can do is try our best, and futsal isn't our original game. We've just gone there, tried our best and come out on top, really. So we've got nothing to lose. So all we can do is try our best and hope that we get far.
And Becky, you play for both sides, is that right?
Yeah.
And what in the league, you've gained promotion this season, haven't you? Was it a tough season? What was the standard of teams like?
Yeah, it got very tough towards the end, especially against Hull. They're our biggest, weren't they? So,
Who's been key? Has it been a proper team effort then?
Yeah, everyone's like put 100% in.
Yeah. And back-to-back promotions as well?
Yeah.
Not too shabby?
Good, yeah.
Yeah. Pleased with that?
Yeah, very pleased. The team's like over the moon with it.
Yeah. And Becky, changes are planned in the women's structure shortly by the FA as it stands. Promotion as well to the Northern Combination means derby against Middlesbrough Ladies. Something to look forward
one.
To.
Yeah.
A bit spicy.
Yeah. That should be a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to that one.
Well, I don't think we've ever been in a league with them, have we? So it'll be interesting to see what they're like when they play against us, but I'm sure it'll all be a friendly competition.
I'm going to spring Mike in now, because Mike, you're the Norton manager and chairman as well, is that right?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Now, you've been at the club for a number of years. I won't say how many, I don't want to...
Well,
numbers at
interestingly,
you.
I've been there as long as these girls have, because they started at Norton at 8 years of age.
Wow.
So
you must be extremely proud then to see the work that they've done and see them come through the ranks, if you like.
It's been an incredible journey, as Kate said. Mm-hmm. We've always really tried to be as professional as possible in everything we've done with the girls and women's football at Norton. Mm-hmm. And we've actually been something for the other teams to actually look up to now, and they gained a lot of respect off the other teams.
And have you noticed a kind of shift in attitude then towards the game from your side of things?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you can't argue, you can't deny, rather, it's the Women's Super League that's brought that attention back rightly to where women's football should be. But the really good part about it is that we've got players who've been through our club who are at Arsenals and playing for England, and they were at Norton and Stockton Ancients when they were 14 and 15, and they're still part of us and are still in contact with us, and it's just a really, really good thing to be part of. But we've always tried to be as professional as possible. We've always had a friendly rivalry with Middlesbrough Football Club, but we've always deemed ourselves as being their equal in organisation, setting up an academy as such that we have at our own club.
And great facilities as well at Norton, as you mentioned there. Great pitch as well.
Yeah, without a doubt, we've got the best surfaces in the northeast, natural surfaces, thanks to the ground staff that we have at the complex. We're very lucky. We've got full-time ground staff who look after the pitches. And it's our, that's the advertisement. When people walk to the ground, it's the pitch that sells the place.
What's the funding like at this level then? Because it is, I imagine it's difficult to attract sponsors and that sort of thing.
It's basically non-existent.
Right.
You know, we've done everything ourselves. Excuse me. And the girls pay to play. And I'm lucky because I've got a really dedicated bunch of girls and women players who are quite happy to pay their way. But what that does, it provides us with the funds to make sure that they've got the right equipment, the right kit, they look professional, and they feel part of something.
And Kate, how difficult is that as, you know, as somebody who's obviously loves the game and loves what they do, the funding that comes along with it and the money that it costs to do the sport you love?
Yeah, it's very difficult, like with this final weekend coming up, we've all had to fund ourselves for travel accommodation. So there's a few girls that don't actually, well, the 16, 17 year olds, so they don't have jobs, so they've got to find the funding themselves, so it's difficult for them also.
And Mike, you just must be just overall just so delighted with what the team's achieved.
Yeah, we've achieved what we're capable of, and I've got massive faith in their ability. You know, and we'll be in the Women's FA Cup this season, and we're looking forward to playing anybody and everybody, quite honestly.
Bring them on.
Bring them on.
What are you saying?
But we'd like to bring more people to Norton, and I think the opportunity in this, the reorganised combination league, is going to bring, it's going to have a different tag to it. It's going to be the FA Women's Premier League, and it just gives that a little bit more professionalism to the sounding of the league. And I've already, from the area, I've had so many people contact us, congratulating the girls on their success in a back-to-back promotion, as you say, out of one Premier League into another Premier League, but also who are already asking, when do the games start? We want to come and watch. We want to come and support. Now, that'll be, you know, just fantastic if we can get people to come to the ground and actually support the girls.
Well, if people are listening to this and they want to come down and give it a try, what's the best way for them to get in touch, or where do they turn up and how can they get involved?
To get involved would be marvellous because, you know, we are very, very, very short on volunteers of any description. And we'll never turn anybody away who wants to be involved in the club. We have a web page, obviously, Norton & Stockton Ancients FC web page. We have a Twitter page now, emails, accounts, you know, everybody knows us. The good thing about us is that anybody who's anybody in football in the region knows, and they know how to get in touch with us. We're very fortunate from that point of view.
So just give that website one more time if people didn't catch it.
www.NortonAndStocktonAncientsFC.co.uk.
Great stuff, and you'll be hoping that you'll be hoping to see the next batch of players come through like you have here with the players beside you.
We're already planning for that now because this season is going to be the first season we're going to have a women's development team. Right. We're already have under 16 girls who have done really well themselves. They've won the league. They've won one of the league cups. We're very, very fortunate. One of the real bonuses now is that the women themselves are now becoming coaches in the club and becoming back involved with the babies, as we call them, the 7-8s, which is what we require. But we're really looking at this minute in time. We're going to put a shout out there for any footballer over the age of 16, any lady footballer over the age of 16 who fancies the chances, want to come along to some trials at Norton and get involved in our development team. We're looking for an elite development team, and we're already targeting a very high level of football for them to compete in.